You are listening to The Unbreakable Laws of Self-Confidence, How to Tap the Infinite Potential Within. Written and narrated by Brian Tracy. Produced by Seminars on Demand. Duplicating or copying any part of this content in any form is strictly prohibited.
Now, our speaker, Brian Tracy, is one of the top business and personal development speakers in the world today. He has given talks and seminars in every major city in the U.S. and Canada, and in 45 other countries. Each year, Brian speaks to 250,000 people worldwide on the subjects of leadership, business strategy, sales, and personal success.
I thought it was unbelievable. I mean, everybody from my office enjoyed it.
Good examples. He illustrates everything very well.
Highly intelligent, very entertaining.
He has started, built, managed, or turned around 22 companies. In the last 25 years, he has consulted and worked with more than 1,000 companies in 42 countries, including IBM, Ford, Federal Express, Hewlett-Packard, and the Million Dollar Roundtable.
That's good. He's funny. He's motivational.
Very articulate, very descriptive.
He's coming from the heart. He's passionate about what he does and how he gets his point across.
Brian has written 40 books that have been translated into 35 languages and are sold in 52 countries.
He was funny. I like the way he had stories to kind of tie it all together.
Even if you only take one thought away, that thought can dramatically change whatever you're doing.
Brian is an entertaining speaker with a wonderful ability to inform and inspire audiences using a fast-moving combination of ideas and techniques from the fields of business, economics, history, and current events.
I thought it was absolutely terrific.
It was fantastic.
Very pleasant to listen to.
It was excellent.
Please help me welcome our speaker, Brian Tracy.
Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's a great question in goal setting and personal success I wanted to start off with. And the question is, what one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? Now, that's a great question. If you were absolutely guaranteed a success in any goal, big or small, short or long term, if you could wave a magic wand, take a pill, but you'd be absolutely guaranteed, what one goal would you set for yourself? And when you ask that question, usually big goals come into your mind. You'd be rich, you'd be famous, you'd be powerful. But when you ask the question, what happens is you start to realize that it is fear that holds us back more than anything else. Because if you're absolutely guaranteed a success, you'd be unstoppable. I mean, you would be a force of nature. If someone were to put a blessing on you and say that you are indestructible and you could accomplish any goal you ever set for yourself, whew, what different things would you do? Now, when I started off, I came from a poor family. I say I came by my feelings of guilt and unworthiness, honestly, because I was raised by a Catholic mother. I grew up with no self-confidence, no self-esteem. I was kicked out of school several times. I misbehaved. I ended up spending half of my school in the library because I was kicked out of courses. I left school in the 12th grade and got a job as a dishwasher, worked as a laborer, lived in my car, dug ditches, and things like that. So I had no self-esteem, and I began studying the subject over the years, and I found that your level of self-confidence, how much confidence you have in yourself to be, do, accomplish something, really determines the whole quality of your life. So what I found is that there's a direct relationship between how high your level of self-confidence is and your level of sales, one-to-one relationship between self-confidence and selling success. Because in selling, you've got to be bold, you've got to be courageous, you've got to take rejection and disappointment, you've got to get out there, you've got to face all your fears in order to get appointments, you've got to face your fears in order to ask for orders. So self-confidence is critical. Self-confidence is essential in business because it's impossible even to start a business, to arrange a bank loan, to set up customers, to hire people, to do all the things that are necessary in business require self-confidence. Also, what we have found is that your level of self-confidence is the critical factor in your level of sex appeal. Is that the more confident you are, the more appealing you are to other people. The more confident you are, actually, the more magnetism you have. That's why actors and actresses who seem to be extremely confident have a certain amount of magnetism. So confidence not only is really important for us, it makes us feel happy, it affects and empowers other people, it causes people to treat us differently, we make more sales, we make more money, we marry better, we're better and more effective socially. Self-confidence is everything. And so I began studying